It's June the 25th. It's June the 25th, which can only mean one thing for me today, and that is that I'll be making a pilgrimage to Eric Arthur Blair's grave. George Orwell. George Orwell was his pen name, of course, and he wrote some pretty incredible books. Most people know about 1984 and Animal Farm, and he wrote some incredible books on his travels. He just had an amazing life. I guess for the last couple of years, I've wanted to not just remember his life, but remember what he stood for by going to his grave in Sutton Courtenay, beautiful little churchyard, beautiful graveyard, and create some media, have a conversation around what he stood for and what's happening in the world at the moment. I think we need to maintain a level of awareness, vigilance, if you might. I think we need to remember that he was against totalitarianism, that he was against all forms of oppression, that he spoke from an incredibly empowered position through his own life and his own history. And a pilgrimage is to graveyards all over the world. I mean, one of the most popular ones that, you know, I have been a part of whenever passing through Paris is the pilgrimage to Jim Morrison's grave in the Père Lachaise. That's obviously full of sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a lot of desecration of the graveyards around it, which I'm not so keen on. But I do think it important, even more so in today's kind of day and age, that we remember what George Orwell stood for, what he wrote about, what he hinted towards. If he were alive today, what would he be writing about? He'd probably be republishing and very slightly bringing up to date some of his existing works, because he was incredibly, incredibly prophetic, in particular in 1984. We need to pay more attention to where our government is going. We need to pay more attention as to what is happening to our civil liberties. And at least one day of the year, today, June the 25th, I'm hoping to meet with a couple of people at George Orwell's graveside, create some media, and talk about this. The last couple of times I've been, there's been some great people attend, and some random people just passing, popping by and saying their thoughts, their memories of George Orwell's actual grave. That's not a cowboy entered the room, that's my phone ringing. And people in white coats watching the funeral from a laboratory just out the back of the graveyard that used to be there, and the person telling us how it was very reminiscent of a scene from 1984, the book. So I'm sure that although myself and John Perivalis will be there to have a normal conversation like we have done every year so far, but there will also be others, passers-by, locals even, who are coming by to pay their respects, to remember. Maybe they don't necessarily have the same concerns as some of us do over what's happening in the world right now, but nevertheless, we all share a mutual respect for Eric Arthur Blair, George Orwell. And I'll be raising a glass later on. At the moment, I'm walking the dog, and I'll be jumping on a motorbike and heading down to the churchyard in Sutton Courtenay. Eric, happy birthday, man.